All right, time now to look through the window of baseball. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. And we bring in our good friend of the San Francisco Chronicle, Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Doing well, Marty. Thanks.
Very good. Glad to have you with us today. And I was just thinking of topics, and I said, boy, this is a team that's 35-56. What can you talk about? Well, my God, they got a lot going on. And maybe the biggest story, two co-stories, but the biggest one today is the return of Madison Bumgarner to a major league game. I'm not talking about San Jose or any other place. He's going to be on the big league mound today.
Yeah, you know, it's a little disconcerting that he's coming back, you know, earlier than expected. I mean, you just wonder if that's the wise thing to do. There's certainly no rush, but then again, I mean, it's you know, they really want to see where he's at. You know, if he's going to be the same guy out there, and you know, you got to figure that they're making the right call as far as his health goes. He's has shown no sign whatsoever of any setback, so we'll see how it goes. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you forget how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the four losses I think I had in my notes today. He's 0-4, 2-0, 3-1, 2-1, and then Melanson blew the 6-5 game to open the season. How about that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, the guy pitches only once every 5 days, but I think, you know, in a lot of ways, his injury was a huge, huge factor in the collapse of the season, because he just means so much to the psyche of the team, you know, the morale. Everybody gets charged up when he's pitching. They're all sitting on the top step, standing on the top step of the dugout. You know, it's just a can't miss kind of affair, and the other teams know that too. And he was really, really missed.
Plus, he gets the hit.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, what a show.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, that you talk about the you know, the adrenaline rush, you know, and he, all of a sudden he comes up in a situation where they have to pitch to him, or, you know, they have to deal with him, and he's going to get his hacks up there.
Yeah, you know, even in batting practice, you know, a lot of fans, you know, if it's at all possible, if they can catch him, you know, taking BP, it's going to be something to see, because, you know, he loves to go deep, and he's got, you know, I don't know if he has Aaron Judge power. I don't know if he has hit one out to the glove at AT&T Park power, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, it is pretty close. I bet if he worked at it, he could have that kind of power, because we've seen it from him. But I agree with you a little bit. You know, it is a major league game. And you know, the adrenaline is different. The speed of the game is different. The effort of a pitch, I think, is different, because you're facing major league hitters. Numbers count on your scorecard, so to speak. And, you know, the guys who come back with hamstrings too early, or all these things too early, obliques, you'd just like to say it's perfect when he comes back, because you can't have anything happen to him.
Yeah, you know, with the rehab starts, I think he was just making sure that he threw strikes, and that he, you know, he felt the arm slot was, you know, was in order, and sort of basic things like that. And not a care in the world about what actually was taking place as far as, you know, hits against him or whatever. And, you know, but in the real games, there's a lot more effort involved. And gosh, you'd hate to hear, well, he felt a little twinge, you know,
right.
he came out in the third. It's okay. It's no problem. And then a week later, well, he might be out of all. Then the next thing you know, well, he's not going to pitch again this year.
No,
so.
No. That's why, you know, we were working to, what do we know? We don't know anything.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're doing. But, God,
right.
That's the last thing you want to hear. And you see it a lot in baseball. It's not like where, you know, you make something up. You see that happen. So
mm-hmm.
You hope that they're doing it correctly. Cueto became an interesting story. Of course, you know, you talk about pitchers being traded at the deadline. I mean, you get him, and you get his wife, children, and grandparents with him, and also the mortgage on the house. You know what I mean? It's that, you know, it's that kind of thing. You just don't get a pitcher. And now he's got the blisters. He's on the DL now. Bruce, I don't see him going anywhere. In a crazy way, if he wanted to stay here, they need him.
Oh, they do. I mean, he hasn't been quite the same guy, but he does have, I think he's had blisters on three different fingers, he said. And, you know, he's
on
talking
one
about,
hand.
Yeah, on one hand. He's three-finger brown all over again. Except that,
right.
And, you know, that's he's a costly rental. I mean, he is going to be a rental if you want to trade for him for the second half. And, if you know, he's on the DL. His arm's okay, but, you know, I think the blisters are, like, just directly responsible for the fact that he's been a little bit off. They'd have to be. You know, Rich Hill can tell you all about it. It's as can a number of pitchers, a lot of whom think that they think the baseball has changed. It's the seams are a little flatter. You have to grip it harder, and a lot of guys are talking about having blisters for the first time, including Cueto. So he's a risky move for a rental. You know, in the off season we'll see, but in a weird way, this might keep him in San Francisco. And boy, I could not agree more. They need him. He's an absolute genius out there when he's right. And right. I don't see him. He's one of those guys I think they could pitch for, you know, forever, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's not a guy who throws 97 and all of a sudden he's throwing 88 and he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah,
this is Louis Tion Jr. You know, yeah. He'll do every trick in the world. As he gets older, to get you out, and I trust that he would do that. He said the blister thing has made him feel like a rookie. That he just can't grip the ball, he can't guide the ball, and it just doesn't go where he wants it to go. So I'm going to agree with you on that. I think he stays. And Bruce, my thought was this about the Giants, and you know we listen to all the shows and you read everything, and your comments, by the way, on Twitter are really pretty funny. I must commend you on that. But you know. The Giants, if they do what they're supposed to do, and that is win 50 games at home, which is what they're supposed to do, and with good pitching, solid starting pitching, good defense, and guys who can hit. You don't need Babe Ruth here or Willie Mays or McCovey. Mm-hmm. You just need guys who can hit. You win your 48-50 at home. You win your 40-41-2 on the road, and there's your season. And that's why I say if you come back next year, you give me Bumgarner, you give me Cueto, a healthy Cueto, you give me Samardzija, another year older, and Matt Moore, there's got to be something in there. I mean, we'll see what he does the rest of the year. And then plus you've got your Beaties and Blocks and whoever else you want to throw in there. And you still have your core guys, and you get new outfielders. And I think that's the focus of this whole thing. If they have to trade Tyler Beatty, if they've got to trade Arroyo, I can see something like that. If you give me that Zimmer guy from Cleveland, you know, or Frazier or Fisher, but they've got to do something with the outfield. And if they do that, I think they're competitive. I think this is just one of those years.
Yeah, I agree. There's an article on ESPN today saying that the Giants had to really blow it up. I mean, like
that.
Just, you know, clean house.
That was crazy.
He didn't say how you do it.
No, it was I saw that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was absurd. And you know, then there's another article is saying that they. Hey, don't be surprised if they bring back Pablo Sandoval. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, you got, as Andy Bagley said, you got to have at least a shred of dignity. I mean, the guy ripped the organization on his way out, and he can't play anymore. I mean, other than that, you know, let's bring him right in. I guess you can't rule it out. But no, I really agree. You know, the one thing about the ESPN article said, well, the game has totally changed now. You've got to hit home runs. I mean, well, just, you know, last October, they're playing the Cubs, like, straight up. So, you know, really the game is that much different within a few months. There's a lot of radical numbers about home runs and strikeouts and everything else. But I totally agree. Good pitching, good defense, situational hitting in that ballpark with a bolstered outfield, and they're right back in business.
That's the deal. See, it's that ballpark. Now, if you told me they're playing in Wrigley or Citizens Bank Ballpark and they hit 35 home runs or they hit 85 home runs, I'd say, well, you got a big problem because you got to compete there. But in this ballpark, you've shown you get the right kind of hitters. Now, you need home runs eventually. When you go on the road, you got to hit some. And that's where the outfield comes in, where you give me a couple of new outfielders and everything else. I think you can win because you can win 50 at home. When they win 50 at home, they win pennants.
Yeah, and they're going to get home runs on the road from Posey and Belt, and you know, ideally Pence, who sometimes looks like he's kind of over the hill, but I really wonder if he comes in next season completely healthy, he might have a revival. He's a stud of an athlete, and you know, Crawford will hit a couple on the road, and they usually, you know, do a fair amount of damage to something acceptable on the road. And it hasn't happened this year because nothing good has happened this year. It's a complete disaster.
They're getting killed on the 17 and 24 at home. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's 40. That's half the home things. That's 34. I'm talking about 50.
Yeah.
And on the road, they're 18 and 32, and that's 40 games. That's 50 games already on the road. So they're getting killed there. Well, I have an idea about Pence. Nick Pecoro is going to be on after you today.
Mm-hmm.
And my idea is Pence should be in Arizona. Arizona is desperate for an outfielder. Pence can play left field. They've got Descalso. They've got Tomas and people, they've got a lot of trouble in the outfield. They need a guy. They need the Reverend. They need that guy who can walk in and get the spirit of the team up and just be that catalyst who's been in the World Series and is going to give you 1,000%. And in that ballpark, with that lineup, he may hit better than he hits here. And as far as the Giants are concerned, who cares? He's not going to be playing after another year or so anyway. So it's not like you're giving a 20-year-old to the Dodgers you'll have to face for the rest of your life. And I think you can get something back for him, and I think that's exactly what Arizona needs. They need the reverend in Arizona.
Yeah, as long as the reverend brings his bat with him. I mean,
all right. So, you know,
I mean, I've never seen a guy swing at so many bad balls. I mean, I've seen a lot of great bad ball hitters, you know, Yogi Berra and Manny Sanguin and Vladimir Guerrero, and they succeeded. But Pence is always lurching at a bad ball. He's barely touching it or striking out, and it's tough to watch. He's not the same guy. So if they're going to trade him, I think you're looking at some fans who are a little bit exasperated by the way he's played, and they're kind of okay with it.
I think he can fit in. I hear you. Believe me, I hear you. And I just think in Arizona would be – I think that's the fit. Now, I'm going to say that to Nick, and Nick will probably tell me I'm crazy. But
if they get the real Pence, it's a real gem. And if – you know, I hate to see him go there and, you know, hit 320, make the All-Star game, and turn the team around emotionally, you know, because he did that here, and you think, well, geez, he could still be doing it here, but you have to wonder.
Yeah. All right. So that's my thought, because other than that, there's no real landing spot for him. And mm-hmm. The Giants are going to have to deal with that. What do you think of the All-Star game and the coronation of Aaron Judge as the next greatest player in the history of baseball?
Well, he's an amazing player. As I put in one column, I have a problem trying to identify the face of baseball. I mean, isn't it better if there's like a face everywhere you look? I mean, it might be a kid. It might be Cody Bellinger. It might be veteran guys like Chris Sale or needless to say, somebody like Mike Trout. I mean, to put a single face on baseball to me is ridiculous. I mean, you don't see the guys often enough. You know, they pop into your screen but anyway, you know, what he did in the Home Run Derby was true validation and proof to fans out there that what you've heard about him is 100% true. He's a fantastic guy. He's unbelievably humble. And he's 6'7" and 240 or 280.
Other than, I think, John Roush and maybe Randy Johnson, I think he's the biggest hitter ever.
The biggest position player ever,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Frank Howard and a couple others, but he's bigger than those guys.
Yeah, I wish Scherzer had thrown him a fastball on 3-2. That would have been interesting. He threw him an unhittable slider, and nobody's going to hit that pitch. But you know, it was great. I always enjoy the All-Star game. I don't fall asleep. I don't turn it off. I just think all the matchups are interesting. I wish, you know, we were back in the days when guys played a little longer. Did you know Willie Mays played the entire All-Star game 13 times?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Musial went the distance 10 times. I mean, Ted Williams, you look, go back to the old days. Any elite player, Mantle, Duke Snider, Eddie Matthews, they all played at least one game all the way, and more often than not, they did several times.
Well, the only way you could do it now, and I think they're going to do it, they're going to start altering the rules because it's an exhibition game. And they're going to let you put people back in at the end of the game. I see it coming. They're going to have a computerized strike zone. They're going to do all the crazy rules in the All-Star game. And I see that coming.
Yeah, in the case of the computerized strike zone, I think it'd be perfect because people are really curious about this. It's not going to come in next year. And I hope the pitch clocks don't come in either. But the All-Star game would be great to get into both of those things. You know, what's everybody's watching? What's it really like?
I agree. No, I agree. You and I saw the computerized strike zone, and you convinced me, and I saw it, and I believe it. I think it's fine. And I know every time I say this, Eddie Montague wants to drive off the road, but I thought it was terrific to see it. Well, face of baseball, boy, that is a good question. The face of baseball. These young kids have so much fun. They're laughing and taking pictures, and this is what baseball is dying to have out there. You know, the marketing of these young kids just laughing and having fun. My face of baseball. What about Edward G. Robinson? How about that? let's get serious.
Maybe
here.
Not William Bendix.
Right. Let's get serious here. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, let's see what you think now, Moses. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Great to talk to you, as always. I look forward to tomorrow morning. Thanks, Bruce.
You got it, Marty. Talk to you then.
All right. We have fun. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.